For more than half a century, Bruce Springsteen has been turning out hits that have become part of the fabric of the nation. Whether it's a soaring anthem or a tale of bending the law, Springsteen's vast and varied catalog has won him legions of fans and inspired generations of musicians. One album that took a while to leap out of the boss's lineup is 1982's Nebraska. Recorded by Springsteen in his bedroom on four-track cassette, the stripped-down record tells the stories of fugitives and everyday people at crossroads in their lives. Nebraska was reasonably successful when it came out, but over the decades its reputation has risen, and it's now seen as one of the more influential works by Springsteen. The production and legacy of the album was chronicled by musician and music biographer Warren Zanes in his book Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. He has a leading role in a special about the album debuting on WHYY on Saturday, and he joins us now. Hi, Warren.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, you said you wrote the book on Nebraska because it was your go-to music when you were at a crossroads or in trouble. What is it about the album that's kept you, and I assume keeps you, coming back to it?
The stories in Nebraska are stories of people facing a kind of trouble that I identified with. You know, when I was younger, I didn't know exactly why I was identifying with it. But Springsteen's music often had a kind of redemption to it. And then Nebraska came and the redemption was gone. And I knew why I connected with Thunder Road, with Born to Run, with Rosalita. But suddenly there were these dark stories of people really coming unmoored. And my connection was just as strong.
So something about the darkness drew you in, had an allure. I'm wondering, is there a standout track on there that is your favorite? Might be hard to say, but the one that resonates most with you, I guess.
Well, it changes, but My Father's House, which was the last song that Bruce recorded for Nebraska, is about, you know, a connection between a father and a son that will never be fixed. And I connected with that. You know, my father is somebody that I met fewer than 10 times. Highway Patrolman, there's another song, and it's about brothers, and I've got one of those. And that relationship it's been joyful, and it's been really challenging. And that song, I felt like I learned something about the storms that could come between me and my sibling. And the amazing thing, I talked to Dave Alvin from the Blasters about this, because he too was in a band with his brother, just like I was.
And you're in the Del Fuegos.
Yeah. And there's Bruce writing this song and really getting to the heart of the brother experience, yet he doesn't have one. The wonder to us was, how could he possibly write this song without having a brother to know what he knew? Because we were learning something from a guy who hadn't even had our experience directly.
Well, about the title of your book, it's a lyric that appears in the songs Open All Night and State Trooper. I'm curious, what about the phrase Deliver Me From Nowhere grabbed you?
I love the fact that it appears in two songs, because what that tells us is he's not finished. And he wasn't finished. This is a record that it's imperfect. It wasn't prepared for the commercial marketplace in the way his other material had been. He released demos. It's the only official release that he put out, not knowing it was going to be an official release. But that phrase, deliver me from nowhere, I feel like it's someone speaking from the depths, total emptiness. And I can remember the times in my own life when I got to the places of total emptiness. And two things can happen there. One is a big part of you dies, or you finally ask for help. To say deliver me from nowhere, it's the last glimmer before total hopelessness.
We said the album when it came out was really a lot of unknowns for Springsteen. It was this release of demos, essentially, not a polished final product. So when it did come out in 1982, I mean, what was the response initially? And then when did fans, musicians, and critics really start to reevaluate it?
Yeah, well, so in the Rolling Stone review, when it came out in 82, they described it as a shock. The San Francisco Chronicle, the writer said, it's a surprise that he would release this at all. So these were positive reviews. Nonetheless, describing it as a kind of unthinkable act. So the initial response was surprise. And usually when you have a moment like that, the artist will go out and do interviews to explain why they made such an unconventional move. But Springsteen refused to do interviews. He refused to even put his picture on the cover of the album. His commitment to this recording was to let it be the only voice explaining what it was.
What do you think caused it to sort of bubble up in the Springsteen canon and have this sort of new assessment of actually, wow, this is not some strange outlier. This is a seminal part of his musical development.
Well, I think he was known as one of the greatest entertainers out there. Bruce Springsteen went out and it looked more like James Brown. I mean, it was a show. But the show was so good that people started to not forget what a great songwriter he was, but to think less about it. Nebraska comes along, and it's not about the show, it's not about the band, it's all about that songwriter.
Well, it has come through a lot. It is now about really to have a moment, Nebraska, the album is. I mean, your book is being turned into a film. And this week in WHYY is premiering Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, A Celebration in Words and Music. You're involved in that. You provide the words, but the music is also a big part of the special. It was filmed in Nashville. Tell us a little bit about this sort of celebration of Nebraska.
The night was a part of the Americana Music Association's annual conference, which was perfect timing, and it made that organization the perfect collaborator. So a lot of people were in town. And the thing I already knew is what Springsteen, you know, the degree to which he matters to that community and the degree to which Nebraska in particular matters. So we just started putting out feelers. And it ended up being a situation where it wasn't that we were not getting yeses to being involved. It's that we were having to turn people down. I got to tell a story about American music that I wanted to tell, the Nebraska story. And I had musical support from Emmylou Harris, from Lyle Lovett, from the Lumineers. It was an unthinkable cast. But what got them there was this record. So I feel like everybody was in this circle, and it included Bruce Springsteen standing around this recording that still, for everyone involved, has a lot of mystery.
We've been speaking to Warren Zanes. He is an author, academic, and musician. You can see him in Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, A Celebration in Words and Music on WHYY Saturday night. Warren, thank you for this great conversation.
Thank you so much.